Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
No water anywhere. Still, we are marooned, stranded in Barovia. Mists around us like prison bars. Strahd, our jailer. We must escape. We must kill. Strahd must die.
You start rifling through all the papers there again, this time with a little bit more care. Ludmilla was testing to see what the limits, basically, that a werewolf can endure before death. You can see Ludmilla is very, shall we say, scientific about it all.
As I'm reading through this, can I describe this to my pack? The tarot cards that I got. And the one which was about the engineer. The cruel person, the no sympathy person.
Yes.
And I'm like, looking at that, looking at the notes, looking at that, looking at the notes, and I'm just,
oh no.
Thinking I'm like, oh.
Oh dear. Is this the first general we say no thank you to? Maybe.
Well, Madam Eva, you have an interesting way of dealing cards.
Anything of worth from my layman arcane brain about werewolves that perhaps Pip doesn't know in his, as he's told me, with his monster hunting?
Well, she makes a bunch of notes that you have heard Pip reiterate to you about things. You probably wouldn't be coming away with any new information. It's not the realm of knowledge that Pip has is not what are the limits of a werewolf's endurance? They're more focused on how does one kill a werewolf.
Okay.
So Pip isn't, Pip's knowledge isn't about like, oh, what's the most I can push a werewolf? It's more, how can I push the werewolf past that?
Yeah. I was just wondering if there's anything there to help us, you know, before we ever come across more werewolves. Oh, this is an easy way to take one down.
Like I said, all of this is with, I mean, if you were keen on making an army of werewolves and you already had a method of controlling them, because there's no, obviously she has some other plans for how she might control a werewolf army or anything like that. Those aren't mentioned here. Just like what the limits of a werewolf are and how she could repurpose them in another creature or create her own version of a werewolf or something.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Uh-huh. And that creature of that we fought, create your own werewolf, you say.
Oh,
Interesting.
That creature, that you definitely is not in your book. Oh, Ludmilla, like I said, that town, she talks about zombies that she made, a strain of zombie that she herself created and perfected. She refers to that previous experiment as being useful but ultimately flawed.
Oh, okay. Useful to what end? Is there anything like that of what they're
trying
to have? Okay.
No.
All right. Anything else in the drawers and whatnot?
Or is searching the drawers, you find either implements for making notes and taking notes, or you find some more of those notes, but nothing new presents itself.
Okay. I head back down to the gang.
I'd like to make some magic arrows, if I could.
Okay.
I'm going to combine some fire skull flame for fire damage with a hag eye for accuracy and some shambling moss for gripping.
You're able to get 5 low-powered ones. You can tell that the mixture isn't particularly strong on this one.
And then, fair enough. Then I'd like to get some Direst Wolf Heart for lightning damage, Shambling Moss for gripping, and Poltergeist Screams to up that lightning damage.
Okay. Can you make a note that those were not particularly powerful? Yeah.
Bad fire.
These ones are average. Okay. The next ones you make are fine.
Awesome. Fine. Lightning.
Well, just if you roll really well, they can do extra damage like that. You just get the damage that you would normally get.
Yep. That's all I'll make for the moment.
Okay. Well, that takes you a little while. By the time that you're done, Hector, you come down the stairs.
And I've got some, I guess, good news, bad news.
Oh, yeah?
So, good news. I think I found the next general.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Who are they? How annoying will they be?
I believe it is Ludmilla.
Well, obviously, we can't have that.
True.
So, who else was there in Guthrie?
Like I said, the princess, sorry, I think it says royalty around, so the jester or a ende.
Disgrace knight. Yeah.
That said,
I would pursue them before Ludmilla.
Of course. Madame Eva did say that. Look, I've read her notes. That person is not a very scientific,
right?
No emotions at all. Madame Eva did say it was a difficult path. Teach someone to reason and justify. They seem to know a lot of Strahd's inner workings.
Right.
Do you explain about the zombies that she made?
Yep. So most of her study was about Emilia, the anatomy of the werewolf, what the limits were, how far she pushed him.
The zombies that are found in Emmanuel de Monster are native to Barovia and they have anywhere that you experience them outside of Barovia is they have traveled outside of Barovia to discover that a monster in Emmanuel de Monster was made by Ludmilla is quite a shock. It's a kind of a big deal. It's like meeting the person who made werewolves.
You're saying so she made
those
bogmen.
So a town, Pip wasn't with us when we went to town, was he?
No.
Pip was here. So there was a town when you went off the waterfall.
Right.
When
I fell off the mountain. Yes. Yeah.
So there was a town we ended up staying in. It was decimated, basically. No longer. That was the town that I believe she experimented on. And they said successful but not useful. I don't know what that means.
Regarding the bogmen.
That town would be like the equivalent, this might be silly to say, but the equivalent of Ground Zero for goblins.
Yeah. I mean, I am awestruck.
I don't know if that town is... useful if we needed
imagine
to...
Imagine you met the inventor of the dog, Hector. That's what I'm dealing with right now. I can't believe... I mean, I've encountered far more of the bogmen here in Barovia, but this is not the first time I've come across them hunting monsters.
While I agree that we should definitely look not to them, if they are were fated to be a general, even if she is a terrifying monster in the true sense, I guess perhaps her goals don't align with Strahd.
True. I just would suggest
be able to get information from her.
Yes, but don't get yourself killed in the pursuit of destiny, because then no one defeats Strahd. Anyway, I've got to sit with the fact that bogmen are not naturally occurring.
I'm going to go upstairs and have a up the ladder to look at what is ahead of us.
That's a good idea.
Okay, you do so. Mm.
Carefully.
Watching you climb out the trapdoor, they just slip off and fall off the mountain. Mm. Oh, never mind.
I want someone to fall off this damn mountain.
Yeah. Herb and Usher nearly did.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. That was so wistful.
Yeah. It would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been.
Actually, maybe, as I'm actually climbing.
You will jump off the side.
One bit of ladder, I'm like, Pip,
Yeah.
Can you come with me just in case the car goes?
Right. Yeah. 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 In case
that
they
is
come
the thing
back.
I'd do to you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I'll follow behind.
You climb up. You open the trapdoor to the roof. Climb out onto it. There are no gargoyles in sight whatsoever. It's a very well. It's overcast, but it's clear by Barovian standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a view down onto the gate that you passed through. You can see the spaces where the gargoyles were sitting there as well. By your count, you reckon, looking over the side, there's still a covering of snow over everything. Mm. You would guesstimate that there were 8 gargoyles in total, and you see 4 gargoyle corpses.
Mm.
So you reckon there's still 4 out
around.
There somewhere, yeah.
Okay.
In addition to that, gazing northwards, I guess. Is that north? No, it's eastwards for you, right? Gazing eastwards, you see that dip that I was talking about actually ends in a river, or it bottoms out in a river. You can see a massive river going down the side of the Gacchus Mountain.
Okay.
And you see that there is a bridge spanning that river. On either end of the bridge, there is statues which kind of sit overlooking the bridge. So 2 on one end and 2 on the other. Mm-hmm. Or there would normally be 4 in total, but actually you can only see 1 still standing. Mm-hmm. The other 3 are destroyed, demolished. They also, similarly to all of these other ones, used to be dragon statues, rearing silver dragons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one that is still standing is indeed still, it's not a gargoyle. It's
okay.
An original.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Yeah. Okay.
It's an original statue. These ones are, unlike the other ones that you've been seeing, these ones are life-sized. Whoa. So it is a big statue of a dragon.
I have a question about those dragons statues. So we've seen sort of, I guess, imagery of like dragons without their head. The headless dragon, that was like one of the many names of the flayed god or whatever.
Sure.
Were these statues, does it look like they were built with the head on and the head's been like knocked off, cut off, or have they been built without the head?
There are banners that have a headless dragon on it, but there are no statues of headless dragons.
So these statues have a head.
Yeah, these statues have a head. They look they look very similar to the pedantry of them. Mm. Marks them as very similar to the shield and to the little statuettes that you got.
Okay.
Which looks like this, you would say, anything with a dragon with its head looks like it's original. It's when this place was first constructed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything with a headless dragon or any of the gargoyles look like they have been added since.
And this, and so I guess the dragon knights, because we were told about the dragon knights that sort of had a war against Strahd.
Yep.
I'm assuming I can make the assumption that the original was these dragons.
Very possibly,
and like, so this silver shield is quite old. Those statues are quite old.
Yeah.
But I guess when they fell, this has now been overtaken by a new god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or a new religion worshipping a new god.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Possibly. Yeah.
Not an unreasonable assumption.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. As we're looking, do we see any potential hostiles?
Yeah. On the other side of the bridge, are there guards?
Oh, did you also come up?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Okay, cool. So both of you gaze past the bridge to the path ahead of you, and you didn't see it because something so big to be standing so still, and then also the coloration of it. Obviously, it creatures such as this must have evolved to kind of blend in with the mountainside behind them. It's the goat. It is truly enormous. I cannot explain to you. You cannot understand the size of this creature. Mm. You would not come up to its knees.
Wow.
It's big. The goat has been staring at you this entire time, but when you finally spot it, it sees that you recognize it. It turns around and starts scrambling its way up the cliff.
Okay.
Until it's out of sight.
At the very least, the goat is not defending Kuchery, which would be a very strange turn of events.
Yeah.
So
if the goat was to, say, come next to us in this tower and ram us, where would it come up to?
It could probably, with its horns, maybe not with its head, but with its horns, it could sweep you off the top.
Okay.
So it's large.
Can we see much beyond the bridge? Like, can we see what the path from the bridge toward Kuchery looks like?
The path, it
kind of curves around a mountain.
Yeah, it goes, it's switchback, so it slowly climbs this side of the of the Gacchus Mountain, sorry.
Okay. As we explore that switchback, the goat's coming for us, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, so we have up there to Kutcheri, we have a giant goat in the middle.
And good. Emmanuel is mum on the subject of giant goats, so I don't know any specific way to fight it other than how you'd fight a normal goat, but I imagine we will have to if we start climbing that switchback.
Well, I guess we should. At least there's no gargoyles around.
Well, yeah, but there's four missing, so there's no gargoyles around at the
right
moment.
Now.
Oh, right. Well, yes, no, you're correct.
Just
on
as
that.
A reminder, if you needed, Sangzor is its name.
Yes, the goat. That's right.
Yeah,
thanks.
The goat. Just if you needed to remember.
So you should probably check on Goroblash and see how they're doing.
If they're not up for the journey, I mean, let's go look at them. We'll climb back down the ladder and go investigate Goroblash. Yeah.
Was there anything around this area? So there was just like this guardhouse, there was the
gate that you just came through.
The bridge, gate on the other side.
Gate on the side.
Just path going all the way up to Kutcheri.
So it's literally just this guardhouse.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool.
Nice little base of operations, I guess.
Yeah. For the moment. how's Goroblushin looking?
When you get back down to the bottom floor, you can see Goroblushin have propped themselves up. They're conscious. They're lucid. When you get back down, you can see they want to yell, but they're still a bit puffed.
Okay.
That's good.
How are you going?
Don't push yourselves.
No, we're fine.
They slowly start trying to get up.
Sit down. I'd like put a hand on him and just put him back down. Don't get up. I just need to
look. Tell Tarpos we're like this, they say.
I wouldn't dream
of it. Tarpos in the room?
Tarpos is still standing outside watching.
Okay.
Guarding.
I'll give him a once-over, as in like a bit of a medical check.
Their lungs collapsed.
Yep.
Yeah. That's bad for a person.
Yeah, you don't come out of that.
You wouldn't describe it as they have three levels of exhaustion, but they have three levels of exhaustion. You think it's going to take about a month for this to fully recover?
Awesome.
So currently, just obviously, once again, you wouldn't describe it. You wouldn't think of it in rules like this.
But
their speed is halved. They have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws, and they have disadvantage on ability checks. So basically, they have disadvantage on every d20 roll that you can make.
Okay, and the next level is
the
death?
No. There's like...
Nah, you got a few more levels for death. The next level, their hit point maximum is halved. The level after that, their speed becomes zero, and then death.
And so we get two...
Two whole exhaustion levels, yeah.
Lucky us.
But by five levels of exhaustion, when your speed is zero, kind of effectively, you're not fighting.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They're
absolutely
useless to you at that point.
They're pretty useless to us now, really. Sidebar.
Yes. Okay. Sidebar.
Look, I love Goroblushin just as much as the next guy.
I'm nodding. 100%
Where are you having this conversation?
Maybe we're going back up to the second floor.
Okay. The roof.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. He's like, all right, well, you just rest for a second. We need to scout ahead to see where we need to go.
Yeah. But maybe at the moment there'll be a hindrance, more of a hindrance than usual.
That's what I'm thinking.
To us. So...
I guess my issue is fighting the goat without their help is going to be hard.
Oh, yes.
I don't think we should leave them on their own.
No. So that's not what I was
suggesting. If we left them in Tarpos's care, now we're just down to me and you.
Yes, just the two of us. Mm. Which is, and then possibly a wonderful new ally, Ludmilla, when we find her.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he's also the only one. Well, no, I mean, the message he sent was sent by him, so presumably he will receive the correspondence when it returns, meaning that if we're not... Yeah. But carrying them up the mountain...
Seems like a risk.
Yeah.
So either we carry him up the mountain and then we're together and we have Tarpos and whatever, and hopefully that they are clever enough to not directly engage with whatever comes our way.
That sounds like them.
Mm. Or we send, say, Tarpos down the mountain with Goroblushin and send them where?
Yeah, I we don't have any.
The tower is lost?
Yeah, the tower is lost.
Valakai, I wouldn't. They can go to Valakai.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, but who knows what's happening in Valakai right now.
Distantly.
Yeah. Something not good. Something's rotten in Valakai.
Yeah, can we see Valakai from where we're like,
you,
looking?
Yeah, from where you're standing, you can see Valakai.
Look, look over.
Yeah.
There's still the smoke curling up into the
nothing
sky.
Nothing new?
Yeah, nothing new.
Okay.
So they can go there. Or they could go and to Yenda and the Dusk Elves.
Yeah, that's true.
But that is a long journey for both of them. And the
yeah. I mean, the dangers between here and Kuchari are known. The dangers between here and anywhere else, less so.
But, they could also go to the Wizard of Wine, which is a bit closer.
That's true. But then again, you're right. That just leaves the two of us to face Kuchari alone. I mean, hopefully we'll be meeting up with Esmeralda and Pirin,
but...
You know, that's a big hopefully. Mm-hmm. God damn it. Perhaps we carry the dwarves up the mountain. For God's sakes.
Yes.
I love this.
I think it is the best option we have.
Mm. Okay. We'll climb down. Is there anything we can make like an improvised? Well, Talpos was saying that she could carry
she
him.
She could figure something
carry
out.
Carry
yeah.
them quickly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, well, yes, Tarpos, what was it that you could do to help us carry those?
Tarpos can get animal to help. Upside, leaves Tarpos free. Downside, animal is friend to Tarpos, but animal.
Right.
Animal won't attack us, but skittish, probably. Or Tarpos can...
The idea of us seeing the goat, it, like, landing on us. Gorob tied to a mule.
Yeah, the mule freaking out. Okay, well.
I don't think Tarpos is going to be able to get a mule. Mules don't tend to, as far as I'm aware, hang out much.
Wild mules in the
mouth. Yeah. But, yeah. And then Tarpos continues. Tarpos could carry by self. Tarpos probably strong enough to in, like, Papus, or Tarpos could be animal.
All right.
Interesting.
Downside, Tarpos encumbered.
Yeah.
Upside, Tarpos probably won't run.
You can drop the dwarves at the first side of combat.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The
Sangzor yes. up mountain.
Yes. Yeah, we saw.
Sangzor, like deity. To my people, but like a
good deity? Or
no.
Okay, thank God.
No,
okay,
no, no. Okay, it's okay. Like a evil god, but Tarpos.
Like good god?
No, Tarpos is balance.
Like Sangzor
is bad to kill, even right. though Sangzor is malevolent.
So if we up the switchback ahead, encounter Sangzor.
Tarpos will help defend, but Tarpos. Will not kill, and Tarpos does not want to kill.
So if we kill it...
Tarpos not friend of you.
Right. I start rubbing my snout again. Right. Send them both down the mountain.
I'm just about to say that. Just send them both...
Send them both down the mountain.
I mean, if you two could go to...
Tarpos not stupid.
Yeah.
Tarpos not going to fall for that.
Tarpos not that dumb. Okay.
Tarpos come with. Okay. If Sangzor fights, we fight back. But we do not kill Sangzor.
So we'll try to subdue it, not kill him.
Yes. Sangzor, if we stop Sangzor one time, Sangzor will not fight again.
All right. How do you stop Sangzor?
Sangzor has magic powers, but when Sangzor shows themselves, is just a goat. Big? Yes. Strong? Yes. But no special anything
How
needed.
How do you stop a goat?
Upside. If we defeat Sangzor is a big thing for druids. So if we can beat Sangzor, then druid I've been a lot of conflict with druids, but yeah. if we beat Sangzor, or if I can beat Sangzor with help, go a long way to making druids friends.
Okay. Tapos, I point to the blood spear that they have. I have held that. Can you stop yourself from killing?
A blood spear is inhabited by spirit of Kavan. Kavan wants to kill, but Kavan does not want to kill Sangzor. Tapos and Kavan will not kill Sangzor.
Of course.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, well, then I guess we just don't land the killing...
With or spear of Kavan and Sangzor, Tapos can do good job with druids, maybe fix. You see, Tapos is quite obviously making an argument for, like, if you help me, then this will help you.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tapos
definitely,
like, is not like, oh, and then Tapos isn't excited to help you. Tapos is just like, a result will be that it helps you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I'm picking up what they're putting down. Let us. So I know that I gesture the two in the tower. They can still fight. They will want to fight. You need to tell them to not kill the goat. Then to not kill Sanzo.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them to be like, oh, this will make Tarpos fall in love with you. You know, that kind of thing.
This is the most like confident you've seen Tarpos outside of combat.
Excellent.
I would like to open up my little sort of alchemy pouch on my human body, you know. I'd like to open up my little alchemy pouch and I'd like to pull out some Beholder Dreams, a little vial of that, and then a vial of dragon blood, and be like, Beholder Dreams cause sleep in whoever they affect. If we sent the goat to sleep, I've only got two doses of it, so I could put it on some arrows and maybe put it on the blood spear, I don't know. But if we put the goat to sleep, we could pass by it without having to engage in a full fight that might accidentally, you know, you don't know how much damage an arrow is going to do when you fire it. To avoid the accidental death of Sangzor, perhaps we attempt instead to put it to sleep. The dragon blood is just for sort of extra power, I suppose.
Tapos, she doesn't talk like that. I am okay with not fighting Sangzor at all, if you want.
So putting it to sleep, will that...
It doesn't count as beating.
Okay.
So
must. I mean,
you need to fight them in honorable combat.
Well, no, not honor. No. I thought you say we put to sleep, then just walk past.
Well,
we can put to sleep and fight. That counts.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Right. Yes. I think
sure.
If you put them to sleep and you take, do they wake up?
I mean, it's.
It depends how well you mix the potion.
Yeah. If I do a good job, no.
The
if I do
average,
a bad job, ghoul.
The average result is that they'll be asleep until they take damage.
Yeah.
A good result is they'll need to make saving throws to wake up.
Well, that's kind of what I'm hoping the legendary power of the dragon blood will do. So,
make it. It
will be good to have anyway. I'll sit down and I'll make two doses using Beholder Dreams, dragon blood, and then let's call it. I'll use up the rest of my shambling moss so we can attach it to whatever we're using it for.
I'm going to give you advantage to making I'm just going to give you advantage to the roll.
Okay.
Because you're using the dragon blood to boost the power. Unfortunately, you're doing it twice.
Is there a double your proficiency bonus? Is that going to help?
That will help, yeah.
Yeah, let's use that.
No, or actually, it won't be enough.
Constitution or a strength base?
If you can, you rolled a 6, was the highest on advantage. Are you doing it twice? Are you making two doses? So I'll get a second roll.
Okay.
That will, if you're still using dragon blood, it'll still be at advantage. But yeah, you want to re-roll rather than. I mean, you might want to up your proficiency bonus now.
Yeah, all right.
Surely you roll higher than a 6 on advantage. What are the chances?
Yes? What if I upped my proficiency bonus?
Is it double or triple?
Double.
Double? What's your proficiency bonus? It is 4. So that'd be 8 plus 3. No, unfortunately, that wouldn't still would not constitute the superpowered one.
What about the supersize me, good boy card? A potion your inventory is potent enough to confer its full benefit twice.
Well, that'll just give you extra doses of sleepiness. I mean, I guess if you did that, so many attacks would be like also possible of causing it to fall asleep again.
I mean, why not? To be honest.
All right, if you use that,
then I get, what, 10 doses? Sorry,
15 total.
15 total?
Yeah, because it's only one of the two things that you made.
Well, I can hand out one to each of the three of us then, I suppose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll take 5 shithouse sleep arrows.
No, they're just regular.
They're just regular. Yeah, they just don't give the legendary power did nothing.
Yeah, it gave you advantage on
what
the
about
roll.
Beholder Dreams also have legendary power as an attribute.
I didn't know that. Do they have double legendary power?
With both they actually they do. I just wasn't sure if it's like, well, because I'm using sleep, I don't get the access to the legendary power.
Then I would say I'd give you, rather than triple advantage, I'd give you a +5 to the roll.
Okay.
For the first one, it's still just regular.
Yeah, no worries.
But for the second one, you got a supercharged one.
Okay, nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who's it best to give the supercharged ones to?
Well, if you use the confer double benefit, two people can receive it.
Okay, good point. All right, well, because
you're fucking...
We're burning through the good boy cards.
Yeah, not even burning through the good boy cards. We're like fucking... all of you are going to have 5 attacks that cause sleep. Sangzor's going to have trouble staying awake.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so I will take the regular sleep ones.
Sure.
And I'll, to the people that are going to be in close combat, I'll give the beef sleep ones.
Okay.
So 5 beef sleep attacks to Hector and 5 to Tarpos.
Is there anything else that you'd like to do to prepare?
No, not for me, I think. I got a bunch of stuff.
I look over. Does Gora Blushin need some more help? We are having a bit of a short rest, or we have been having. Yeah. Is he going to spend some
short
of those?
Short rest doesn't do anything. Yeah. It's an hour. Yeah. You need 24 hours. You need an overnight sleep to get a short rest now.
I forgot. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I think for the upcoming engagement with Sanzor, perhaps summoning an animal to put Garab and Lushan on is the best move. Then you're present for the fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they fight with us.
So, yes. If they could, how often can you turn into an animal?
Most of day can be animal.
Do you think they'll be useful in a fight?
Gorob and Lushan.
Yeah.
They swing swords strong.
Gaspels.
Okay, sure.
Worst case scenario?
They die.
She shrugs.
A bit callous.
All right.
Any of us can die.
That's true. It's just that Gorob and Lushan have fucked up lungs. Seems like they're more likely to. But if you've got confidence in them...
You think they're weakest fighter here.
It's almost like a Gogash is back with us.
Gogash, is that you?
If you can fighting the goat, is there a particular animal that you can become?
No animal is better. I mean, changing into animal might help.
Well, is there an animal that you prefer that to go up against Sanzor that can also carry those two, perhaps?
She thinks. Probably not.
Then you also wouldn't be able to use the sleep
animal that carry
concoction.
Them. 4 legs.
Yeah.
4 legs, not as good as fighting as 2 legs.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess yes. Whatever you need to be, put them on you. And the moment the goat rears its head, drop them, turn into you. We do what we can.
We leave. Now?
I think so. Yeah, okay. It's clear. Weather's good.
Gorob, Lushan. That she seems a little, like I said, this is the most confident you've seen her outside of combat. Gorob, when she calls out, "We're coming, my lady!"
Don't push yourself.
They drag what is left of them out of the tower.
Mm.
Tarpos explains to them, "We fight big goat, don't kill." Of course, they fall to their knees. "Of course, my lady, we are your humble knight."
So we need to defeat, not kill. Okay.
It's funny that you need to, you might forget.
Yeah, defeat, not kill. Defeat.
Defeat? That was more for them.
Yeah. Yeah, try and drum it into their
just
heads.
Just to really reiterate to them.
Yeah.
Tarpos turns herself into, funnily enough, a giant goat.
Hmm.
A goat not as big as a horse, but bigger than a mule.
Yeah, sure.
And Gorob Lushan are able to, "Of course, my lady, but only with your permission." The goat nods slowly. Purposely, the goat has begun not looking at them.
Yeah, yeah.
God, they suck.
Get up onto her back.
How are they going to, what do they even look like riding a goat when they're sewn together in the middle?
Incredible.
Are they sort of balanced
better balance.
On the seam?
Yeah.
Ooh. So they've got two legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true.
They're in, yeah.
Yeah, it's one.
One body. One body. Yeah, okay. No, that's true. That's true. That's true. For a brief second, I was imagining them like conjoined at the side. And I was then on that seam. That's nasty.
Yes.
On a rocky mountain, you're.
You were imagining them
liable to split.
Matt Damon and.
Yes,
Yeah, Greg Kinnear and
stuck on you. Or
oh,
whatever.
My God.
Stuck on you, stuck together. One of the two.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah, we'll head up the mountain. We'll pass through the second gate, then up the switchback.
As you pass over the bridge, you can see that the current caretakers quite clearly either don't know or don't care to look after this bridge as much as it once was. Mm. The railing on the left and right side has fallen away a little bit. The bridge still looks very sturdy, but you can see carts do sometimes come up and down this mountain, but you can see... Well, the condition of this bridge would make you uncomfortable to be on such a cart.
Yeah, right.
As I said, the first two sets of statues are just completely broken away. You could see what is left of one of the dragon's heads is lying on the side as you step out onto the bridge. Mm-hmm. You look into its dull now, it was always lifeless, but it's dull, kind of like dull eyes that have seemingly lost a lot of their luster now that the statue has been destroyed.
Yeah.
The one that is still intact has... Even though the years have not been kind to it, it still has a lot of grandeur that kind of takes your breath away. It's very, obviously very lovingly created. There is a plaque still remaining at its base, which you can read if you want.
Sure.
Yeah, give it a read.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You read the words... As a bulwark against all evil I stand, till death and destruction I guard this land. Those with evil hearts beware, those who leave I will not spare.
I think nothing of it, really.
What did the Revenant say to us before you plugged him a few times?
I don't recall.
Interesting.
Yeah. Something about... He was trying to defeat the allies of Strahd. Yeah, that's all I can recall. It was so long ago, Hector. It was like 2 days.
You make your way up the final part of towards the summit of Mount Gacchus. It is so tantalizingly close. I'm not going to roll encounters this far up the mountain. There's really only one creature that that could possibly get in your way right now.
Oh, we know.
Slowly making your way up the switchback parts, left and right, who is leading your procession?
Definitely not Tarpos.
No.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
And you're the better survivalist.
I could go first.
Better eyes, yeah, I think.
Okay.
I also am thinking it would be smart not to be so close together in case a boulder goes from up top and hits us.
That's true.
So ideally, if we could be, you know, a boulder's width.
Yeah. So sort of, a boulder's width apart, trying not to bunch up. I'll be in front.
Pip, would you have liked any healing from Tarpos, by the way? Because you're on...
Yes, actually. That's...
Nine.
Oh, you're that...
Yeah,
okay,
that probably would have been. That probably would have been.
Do you want to give some healing as well, Hector?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to do first, or do you want to? Because I think your primary method of healing is the lay on hands ability, right?
It is. I use a bit of that on what's his name? I use a bit of that on Gorob and Lushan. So I've got 10 on lay on hands. If that's, I'll give you the full 10.
Thank you. All right, an extra 10, so you're on 19. Unfortunately...
And look, it's going to be healing, but it's not going to be nice healing.
No. What,
Hell yeah. What are we doing?
It's a second level cure wounds, baby.
Pip, you recover another 14 hit points. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like healing energy is being channeled into you. Mm. It feels like... harm energy is being channeled out of you. It feels like you're losing something, not like you're gaining something.
Making a Marge Simpson noise as it happens.
Okay. What do you keep telling me? Lesser of two evils?
Yeah.
So that puts you on 33 in total, by my count.
Yeah.
Now, do you want Tarpos to use some of her magic to heal you as well? She, unfortunately, doesn't have cure wounds prepared. She has healing word, which is a much weaker version of the spell.
No. It's fine. We're definitely going to need it further down the track. I'll make something.
Okay.
I'll make something at home.
Are you going to make it before the encounter?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe we're doing this on the other side of the bridge or something. I'm going to use an angel feather for healing, and let's chuck in. some lichen hide for resistance to damage.
Okay. Yay. What sort of damage?
Bludgeoning, right?
Yeah, because I don't want to get butted by the and then I'll also chuck on some devil's horn resistance to magic.
Okay,
big resistance stew, baby.
Oh, are you chugging it?
Well, how long does the resistance last?
Yeah, I just realized actually. So that resistance effect will last you probably like 5 turns.
Okay, then I won't chug it now. Yeah, okay. No worries. I'll wait till we're.
I'm gonna roll now to see how many hit points it'll give you back.
Oh, that's a lot of ones.
It truly is.
That's awesome.
It's worth, in total, 4, 10, 11 hit points. That's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's not great either.
Okay. Close up my little satchel, slot the potion into my backpack around Pop, and then don't break this. It's real dangerous having him in my backpack. Maybe I should take him out.
Well, your shit's also getting covered in chicken
shit.
Poo.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't swear.
That's right. I forgot. I'll leave him in there for the moment. Okay. I don't know where else to put him.
So, was there anything else you wanted to do to prepare either one of you?
No.
I'm good now.
All right. So you're leading the way, Pip. Mm-hmm.
What's up? What's funny, dude?
Pip.
Yeah.
Dude, a boulder falls on you. You hear a crunching sound above you, and you look up to see the light. It's like the light's gone out for a sec. You look up, and you realize that there's a boulder blocking the sun in addition to the clouds.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, dude.
No.
Fuck. I don't know how to help you here.
Is this massive damage, is it?
I hadn't even thought of that, but it is, yeah. I'm pretty sure it is. It is, yeah.
Hitman, you can roll, duck, dodge.
You're gonna get out of the way.
Ooh.
Might be worse than that. What's your max HP? It's currently 76. All right, you're just in the threshold where this is only a setback injury. So that's 18.
What a cartoonish way to go.
Oh, no. Is it even a setback? No, actually, sorry. Okay. It's not a massive injury.
Okay, thank God.
You take 22 points of damage. You're on 11 hit points.
Okay. Hey, dude. That's awesome.
Everyone looks up to see Sangzor having pushed the boulder.
There it is.
Let's go to initiative.
Jesus Christ.
That was fucked
up. I was
up.
Just squashed by a boulder.
That was wild.
That's just happened.
I hadn't even I just hadn't even assumed, like, yeah. Wait, you rolled so low on your perception check. I was thinking, I was like, all right, he'll see the boulder coming. Yeah. I'll give him a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
And I just genuinely hadn't even considered what would happen if you hadn't spotted
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess you just get hit by the boulder.
Yeah, yeah. I got no alternative.
Christ.
I gotta drink that potion real quick.
Pip, you're first.
I'm gonna drink the potion.
Okie dokie. You recover 11 hit points.
Then I'll stand.
Oh, yeah, you were definitely
Yeah, I assumed
knocked.
I was prone.
You were definitely
I was under
prone.
A boulder, of course. That's, I was
yep,
prone.
You were definitely knocked prone. That yep. is correct, yes. What would you like to do?
Okay, so drinking the potion, was a free action?
That
basically.
Was an action, that, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, okay,
yeah.
I figured.
You have a bonus action if you want to do anything with that?
No, I've got nothing I can do.
That's okay.
Yep.
Well, you... All right, so you are... As I said before, it's kind of a vertical up, a vertical down...
Mm-hmm.
The vertical up now is on your right-hand side because of the switchback nature.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
The vertical down is now on your left-hand side. The obviously, Sangzor is above you.
Yep, yep.
Presumably, if you had continued the path up, you would have eventually reached Sangzor.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Sangzor is also partially covered by the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what would you like to do?
I've used my action.
You've got bonus and you've got your movement.
I will try and, can I get around the side of the boulder so that basically Sangzor can't see me? So Sangzor could assume that I'd been crushed and I'm basically out of the,
I would say the path is not very wide. It's yeah. literally just wide enough for a goat, not a goat, sorry, for yeah. a cart.
Yeah.
So the boulder, after hitting you, probably keeps
oh,
going down.
Okay.
But it is a lot of craggy rock here.
I'll try, I'll think just you try could, and hide, yeah, basically.
You could find...
Adam.
It's my fault. Stop blaming me. All right, you're good at investigation.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You managed to find a little overhang where you can hide yourself so Sangzor can't do that again.
Okay. Cool.
That is your turn. It is Tarpos's turn. Tarpos, was the plan that Tarpos would immediately dump Gaurav and Lushen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think
so. All
right,
so. Cool. Well, Tarpos rears. Gaurav and Lushen, sorry! They fall off her.
Awesome.
Is Tarpos going to stay a goat? Yes, Tarpos, actually, absolutely, Tarpos is staying a goat. Tarpos starts making their way up the side of the mountain. That's going to be their turn, though. Hector.
Could I have tried to act when Tarpos acted so I can get on Tarpos to also get up the mountain?
You can try. Tarpos is not making allowances for having a rider. That's why they got rid of Gaurav Lushen.
True, but how am I climbing the mountain is my question.
Well,
you can follow the path.
I would allow you to grab Tarpos and try and ride them up, but...
There's the risk you'll both stop off the mountain.
There's the risk that you or both of you could tumble.
What kind of risk are we talking?
Well, it'd be a roll. I would call it an athletics check.
Okay.
You have plus 7 to.
Plus we've got re-roll it with advantage, so. Okay,
all right. Look, I need to get up there. I don't want to burn my wings.
Yeah, fair.
All right, you do pretty good.
Okay.
You are going to need to make one more roll because Tarpos isn't at the top yet, but... As I said, Tarpos is not making allowances. At times, you're not sitting. You are holding onto Tarpos's awesome. Neck as they make their way up.
That is fun.
Your legs and body dangling in nothing.
Oh, no.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That is you and Tarpos's turn. It is Sangzor's turn. Sangzor bowls down the mountain at the two of you.
Excellent.
Oh, fuck,
news.
Dude. This is a... scary fight.
Yep. Yep. Guess I'm burning my wings.
Fuck.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah?
Okay. Sangzor slams into Tarpos and you.
Good.
Now.
Good, good, Good.
Fortunately, due to some weird quirk of how D&D works, because this is a targeted attack, Sangzor can't somehow, even though they're big enough to hit both of you, only hits Tarpos.
Oh, that, okay.
Tarpos takes the brunt of the damage. You're on the other side, I guess.
The downside is, if Tarpos takes enough damage, they're no longer a goat.
That's true.
And you both fall.
Well, we'll see.
Uh-oh.
That's 16 plus...
Goats are healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
19 points of damage. My goat does not have 19 hit points.
What?!
I'm shocked.
I am deeply shocked.
Tarpos is no longer a goat, and Tarpos will take 6 points of damage. And then you have a decision to make. Do you continue to hold on to Tarpos?
Well, how close is the Sanzor?
Sanzor hits you and keeps going.
Could I have grabbed onto Sanzor?
You can try. Sangzor is not letting you hold on.
Yeah, I have a spear. Yeah, all right.
Okay. Well, no, you could use the spear, sure. All right. This roll is at disadvantage.
Okay.
Oh, no, it'd be contested, actually. Yeah. Sorry, you roll an athletics check. Sangzor rolls an athletics or acrobatics check.
How athletics can a goat be?
Yeah, exactly, dude. On a mountain?
So it's a straight... So it was a,
that's a two.
Yeah.
For him.
For you.
Okay.
Sangzor got a three.
Okay.
Sangzor is, however, stronger than you, so you still are going to fail
If I rolled a strength-based check with advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck is happening?
No.
You'd make it, but holy shit, barely. I was like, all right, with the advantage roll, pretty much got this one in the bag. You make it by, you and Sangzor actually have the same bonus. Sangzor rolled a three. You rolled a five with advantage.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough.
Anyway, you latch onto Sangzor as they ride down. What is Tarpos going to do? Tarpos, oh shit. Tarpos just falls.
Oh, God.
Willingly. Tarpos lets go and is falling. Okay. Then it is, they haven't hit the ground yet because they could go up faster than they fall.
Oh, yeah.
So that was that was Sangzor. Mm-hmm. It's Gorob Lushan's turn. Sangzor lands on the path next to you and Gorob Lushan, Pip. Gorob Lushan, get up, and Lushan is going to cast Magic Missile, I guess.
Fair enough.
Is that the best spell they could cast?
A non-lethal.
Just a Magic Missile, but it just doofs you up.
Yeah.
It's a doof-up spell.
They're just going to cast Booming Blade. So Gorob holds out their greatsword. Lushan runs their hand along the greatsword, and you see static electricity crackling along it. Disadvantage. Miss. Hit.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, it's 2d8. I've been doing their damage fucked. They deal... What is that? They're raging. Of course they're raging. It's for her.
Yeah. that rolls.
They deal 5, 10, 20 points of damage to Sangzor. Okay. They swing and slam. The sword doesn't so much cut through Sangzor as it does slam into Sangzor. And there's a terrific... sort of explosion.
Hell yeah.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs.
Highs?
These fucking guys.
Some rocks.
Yeah, of course they
do. Tumbling down. Yeah, no one is hit or harmed. Just some rocks fall down.
Cool.
All right, that was Gorob Lushan. Pip.
Okay, I would like to fire two of the sleep arrows into Sangzor. And I'll make them a pinning shot, too. I'll make one of them a pinning shot.
The first shot hits, the second shot... The second shot might hit because the first one hits and it's a pinning shot.
Nice.
Does the pinning shot do any extra damage?
I don't think so. I think it just pins them in place, but I'll double chickity check for you. No.
All right. Is there a no saving throw, so they are their movement speed becomes zero?
Reduced to zero, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's fine. And then they need to make a saving throw versus the sleep effect. They fail. Sangzor hits the ground fast asleep. That's 14 points of damage. You did max damage, by the way. Then, you've got the weakened version, don't you?
Yeah.
This is going to wake them up.
Yeah, no, I just realized.
Unless they fail the saving throw.
I just realized my second shot.
Actually, How far away? All right. Actually, yeah. How about this? Because they're sleeping, they are considered helpless. Rather than rolling your second shot, you could just walk right up to Sangzor and get an immediate critical hit.
Done.
All right. I believe it's this one.
I hope it doesn't kill them.
Target practice. Maximum damage and... And Gora Blushing can get a opportunity attack.
Sure.
So you deal another 14 points of damage, and then Gora Blushing get another attack. It's a critical failure. Quite the riposte. Oh, no. That Sangzor is not taking their weapon.
No.
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 Ave fucking Maria.
No, I hate your pleasure.
Butterfingers, you lose your grip mid-swing. Your weapon goes flying.
Okay.
A d4 plus 1 times 5 feet away.
Okay.
In the direction of your target, make a ranged attack roll against the nearest creature other than the target in that direction.
I'm about to cop a sword to the head.
There are many things that could happen. Two beautiful things are you copping a sword to the head or their sword goes over the side of the mountain.
Yes. Look, to be honest, I thought when he picked it up, they're going to be exhausted again.
Me too. I thought they were going to get another level, so thank God.
That would be, what's your AC again? 15. They do have a fucked bonus, but I don't think it's fucked enough. No. Yeah, they miss you, thankfully.
But does that mean their sword goes off the mountain?
Well, we'll find that out in a second. Okay. First off, I want to see if Sangzor wakes up. Yeah, you unfortunately, both of your attacks were poisoned.
Yeah.
But the second attack woke them up and they made the saving throw.
Yeah, okay.
So, let me work out how far it goes. It's... A d4 plus 1. So it's 15 feet. Would that be far enough? No, that wouldn't be far enough. This sword just lands past you.
Okay.
That was your turn, I guess. Sangzor slowly gets back up, but they're still pinned in place.
Awesome.
So they can't move. Then it is Tarpos's turn. Tarpos, on the fall down, turns into a hawk.
Badass.
And then slams into Sangzor from above.
Cool.
They swoop at their eyes, dealing, 10 points of damage. Fuck, that was a really good hit.
It's a powerful hawk.
Or eagle, I forget which one's bigger. I know the stats of the bigger one.
Eagle, I think.
Anyway.
Depends on the type.
Hector?
Cool.
Sangzor fell down, got up.
Mm-hmm. Still, okay, on its flank. All right, so I would like to cast Hexblade.
Mm-hmm. Sangzor is bloodied, by the way.
Okay.
And then I will, with the spear, try and hit him twice with the sleepy agent. And non-lethally, I guess.
Sure. So, if you stab down into Sangzor, you could do it with one hand and get a d6 damage. Or you can do it with two hands and get a d8 damage. Doing it two-handed, though, means that you're just standing on Sangzor. If they fall asleep, it's probably not going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
But if they don't fall asleep,
they wake up.
They will very easily throw you off.
One hand?
Okay.
That's the move.
Because I'm like, if I fall off, I'm hitting the ground. Or the sheer cliff.
First attack a miss, second attack a hit. Mm-hmm. You deal a d6. Any extra damage? You putting any spice on this one?
No. Any special sauce?
No? Okay. That's fine. You deal 10 points of damage, and Sangzor must make a saving throw. They fuck it up. They fall asleep.
Nice.
All right. That was your turn, Hector. It is Sangzor's turn. They are asleep. They roll to wake up. They wake up. but that's at the end of their turn. Okay. So they do nothing this turn.
That's very funny.
Sangzor is freaking the fuck out. It is Gora Blushing's turn. Gorob puts out his fist.
Yeah.
Lushin runs his hand over the fist.
Awesome.
It starts sparkling with electricity. They, without the sword, they just start punching.
That rolls.
Hit. Fuck.
They're doing good for being absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
Gorob Lushin deal 5, 7, 14. 14 points of damage plus. God, 16 points of damage total. Okay, nice. Pip, it's your turn.
I would like to yell out to Tarpos, is that enough? Like, have we defeated Sangzor?
Sangzor is still standing.
Okay, so we need to completely... I wasn't sure if it was we needed, like, Sangzor to turn tail and run, or if we needed Sangzor...
Well, you don't know.
Okay.
Tarpos is currently our bird.
Look, if I see Tarpos still pecking out the eyes of Sangzor, sure. I can't fire an arrow non-lethally is the problem. And Sangzor's looking fucked. I will just start moving down the mountain towards Sangzor.
I'm at Sangzor. Yeah, the last thing you did was shoot point blank.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They spent most of the rest of the time sleeping.
I'm probably going to hold my action until Sangzor wakes up again.
Sangzor is awake.
Oh, well, then I'll just fire one arrow. I just don't want to kill Sangzor.
Okay.
I'm just scared.
You don't take disadvantage for firing at point blank.
No.
You hit, you deal 11 points of damage, and Sangzor needs to make a saving throw. They pass.
Okay.
Then no second shot?
No. I'm scared at this point of accidentally, because I can't fire non-lethally.
Sure, I can't
be like, this arrow is just going to bruise them. So I'm just trying not to push it over the line.
I'll give you a good boy card for foregoing your second attack, because you probably could have done some... You probably could have done some gamey sort of shit, but you're choosing to roleplay instead, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Then it is... That was Pip. It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos reverts to their regular form, lands next to Sangzor, and with the blood spear, screaming, launches an attack, hits Sangzor, dealing... Oh, no, they'll use two hands. They're not afraid.
Okay.
Dealing 7 points of damage. Sangzor hits the dirt.
All right.
Not from sleep.
Yeah.
Still holding on. Good?
Are we good?
Tarpos is ignoring everyone else.
Good?
Gorob and Lushan are really excited and want to join in the excitement as soon as they see that Tarpos is celebrating, but Tarpos is not. Tarpos throws the spear into the dirt, throws her hands up into the air and starts screaming into the mountains in exultation. She's very excited. She jumps up and down. You can see that there are tears streaming down her face. She's like ugly crying in happiness.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.